Halacha Beis, paragraph Aleph. Al pi hamaymar hamaschil va'atem tiuli mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh eila hadvorim asher tedaber. This halacha will be based on chapter 34 in Likut Imran, which is entitled Va'atem tiuli mamleches koyanim. V'haklal, to summarize the main concept that Rabbeinu Zal presents there is ki hanekuda hakdosha. He bechinas tzaddik yesoid olam, bechinas bris sholem. There is a certain, the terminology that Rabbeinu Zal uses, there is nekuda hakdosha, a certain holy dot. Let's refer to it now as a dot. It's not literal in any way. Which is referred to as the tzaddik, which is also referred to as the bris. The tzaddik is called Yesoid, the Midah of Yesoid, foundation, which is all synonymous with bris, which is called bris sholem. The tzaddik is called tzaddik Yesoid Olam. The bris is called bris sholem. V'shom shoire ahava digdusha. And it's by this aspect of tzaddik, of bris, that's where a holy love is found. The Zohar HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Zal over there touches on this, that in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, tells us that when Hashem first created the world, when there was the breakage of the vessels and was and when there was the Eitz Hadas, the Ahava, which is usually higher up on the ladder, the Ahava, which is found in Chesed, upstairs, fell. It fell down. Where did it fall down to? It fell down to the Midah of Yesoid, which is the Tzaddik Yesoid Olam, which is the Bris Sholem. That's where the Ahava is found. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei shehat tzaddik, shehu bechinas hanekudo sheshom shoira ho'ava digdusha, meir belev Yisrael, therefore, when the tzaddik, who is the one by whom this Ahava digdusha is found, when he shines his light into the Jewish people, into our hearts, Aideze nizbatel hacherpois hashoirin al halev. By doing that, he wipes out, he eliminates the stains, the shame, the negativity that's found on our hearts, that's resting on our hearts, shehem shvira slave, which cause a breakage to our hearts, which cause our hearts to be broken. Our hearts are broken by the shame, by the sinful things that we do, by the wrong things that we do. And when the tzaddik shines his light, his love, into the Jewish people's hearts, he's shining that ahava digdusha that's found by him, which erases, it removes those cherpois, those stains, those sins, that negativity. So that's one source from which we receive. We receive from the tzaddik. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, V'chol echod tzorech lekabel mehanekuda sheyesh biatzmoy u'minekudas chaveroy. Each and every single Jew also has to receive from his own nekuda. The tzaddik is the nekuda of the Jewish people. He is the yesoid of the whole Jewish people. But inside every one of us, there appears these midos, the 10 midos, chachma, all of these things, and each and every one of us has to receive from our own nekuda. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that one of the ways that you do that is when you're having hispoidus, when a person is alone with themselves, and they're speaking to Hashem in private communication, and the words are coming out of their mouths, and their ears are listening to what they're saying. That's one of the shapes and forms in which a Jew is receiving from his own nekuda. That's another item. And in addition, every Jew has to receive from the nekuda of their fellow Jew. Each and every one of us has things that the other one doesn't have, and each Jew has to make sure to make friends, good friends, so that I can receive from his nekuda. V'chol hanekuda is kulam mekablim minekuda haklolius shubachinas hatzadik. And these nekudas that each and every single Jew has, all of them receive from the total nekuda, which is the tzaddik. Vayidei ha'oras ha'nekuda shemeira beliboy, and through the light of this nekuda that's shining in each and every one of our hearts, ayideze nizbatlin ha'cherpois hasher na'alev. Through that we eliminate the negativity, the shame, the embarrassment, the stains, the sins that are on our hearts, shehem shvira salev, which are what break the heart, which are referred to as a broken heart, a destroyed heart. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Study this over there in chapter 34 in Likutei Moran. Well, study that whole chapter, which elaborates tremendously on what we just said. There's like 2-3 pages on the 2-3 lines that we just had, in order to have a real good introduction to this halacha. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Paragraph Beis. We'll start this paragraph. We might probably stop in the middle. And this is tied into the mitzvah of separating challah when you're making bread. As the pasuk says, when you will want to eat from the bread of the land, torimu truma, you will raise up an offering. Reishis arisoy sechem, the first of your dough. Ki chalo hinikres reishis, because chala is referred to in the Torah as the first. Venikres koidish, and it's also referred to as holy. Shehu bechinas nekuda hakdoisha. That's another form, another example of this nekuda hakdoisha that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran. That holy dot, that holy spark, that holy dot. Ki hanekuda hakdoisha hi bechinas reishis, bechinas koidish, kemevor shom b'maimer anal. Because Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that holy spark is also referred to as the first, number one. And it's referred to as holy. Shehanekuda bechinas koidesh, ayin sham. Look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal says that. Vezehu bechinas reishis, kamuva betikunim. And this is also the concept of reishis, as is explained in the Tikkunei Zohar. Bereishis, the Zohar HaKodesh says, nekuda beheichole. The word bereishis, the first letter is a beis, a large B. And the Zohar Kodesh says the word reishis, bereishis. But in the Sefer Torah, there's no dots. There's no dot in the beis. The Zohar Kodesh says that the word reishis is the dot in the beis. You have that large beis, bereishis. The reishis refers to a nekuda. The term reishis refers to this spark, this holy dot. Nekuda beheichole, a dot in the castle of Hashem. The letter Beis represents the castle. The word Bais, house, home. Veze bechinas chala. And that's the concept of chala. Kemo yisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Bischus chala shenikra reishis nivra hoilam. The Gemara says that in the merit of the mitzvah of chala, which is called reishis, Hashem created the world. Be reishis. Because of reishis, which is chala. And the Tikkunei Zohar says that reishis is that nekuda, that dot. Ki ikar kiyum v'tikun ho'ilam hu al yedei hanekuda. Because the main existence and perfection of the world comes via that nekuda, that holy dot. She b'chinas chala, reishis. B'chinas bereishis, bora lekim es hashmayim v'oretz. Bereishis. For Reishis, because of Reishis, or with Reishis, Hashem created heaven and earth. Reishis, Yanakudanal, and Reishis is that dot. How do we see this? Ki lechem levav enoish yisod, kama shapirash rashi b'chumish. Because we know that bread is the main food that satisfies a person's heart. As Rashi HaKadosh points out, pita sado deliba, bread is what gives nourishes and satiates the heart. Ve'ikar hacherpois shoyrin al halev. And we know that when a person commits sins, the bad things that a person does, the shame of a person is carried on the heart. It affects the heart most. The heart is the most sensitive organ in the body. The heart feels everything. Rabbeinu Zal, I think he brings it in that chapter in the Kutmar or another place, where the Zohar Kodesh says that there was a non-Jew who was a sarcastic person, a very disrespectful person, approached one of the rabbis once, and he says, "You Jews, you say you're the important ones, you're the good ones, you're full of baloney. Look at your own Torah. We're allowed to eat anything we want. You guys are so limited, you can't have this, you can't have that, and you guys are the ones, all the suffering in the world, you're the ones who have the most suffering." That was his second question. He asked three questions, and he said, "And I'm not even interested in hearing any answers to this. I had enough of you Jews." So the Zohar Kodesh says the rabbi looked at him and he killed him on the spot. He turned into a pile of bones. That was the end of that non-Jew, period. Because he spoke so disrespectfully in front of the rabbi and all of his students. Then the students looked at the rabbi, you know, pleadingly sort of like, "Hey, we'd also like to understand the answers to these questions." And he goes on to explain that because of the fact that the Jewish people are referred to as the heart of the world, whenever the body, whenever an organism is experiencing any kind of pain or tension, who feels it the most? The heart. The heart is the most, the term heart attack, you know, that it's the heart that's connected to every single other part of the body and is the most sensitive organ of the body in feeling what's going on. The feelings are in the heart. That ability to feel what's going on in the toes, in the head, everywhere in the body, is in the heart, number one. And it's for that reason also that when the digestive system works on the food, it's only the purest, the choicest part of the food that gets shipped to the heart. The heart, because the heart is so important and so special, the stuff you put into it has to be specialized. If a person has a cheap car, you can put orange juice, apple juice, 95 octane, 84 octane, you know, it don't matter so much what type, you know, you can use regular gas. A person has a $300,000 Porsche or this, they tell him, "Hey buddy, for this car, when you fill up, you use high test only." You know, you gotta, why? Because this car is much more sensitive, it's much more special. The other car is a $3,000 car and this is a $300,000 car. You gotta be much more careful what you feed it, what you put into it. Lahavdil, the Jewish people are referred to as the heart. That's one of the reasons why we are limited. We can't eat everything. They can eat bugs and grasshoppers and pork and shmork, all of this stuff. We can't because we are much more delicate, sensitive, etc. V'alkein halechem shehu sado deliba tzorech tikun shelo yekalkel es bechinas aleiv. And it's for this reason that bread, which is the main food that nourishes the heart, requires special tikkun to make sure that it doesn't harm the heart in any way. Ki kol hadvorim nithgemu v'niskalkelu ayde b'chines hashvira ki yadua. Because everything in this world was damaged and harmed at the time that the breakage took place, that shvira sakelim in the beginning. V'alkein hakol tzorech tikkun, and therefore everything requires repair. Bifrat hapas v'halechem, especially bread, shehu sado deliba, which is what nourishes the heart. Sheshom tzrichen ikra tikun, that's where you need the greatest tikun, shelo yiyeh mizeh chas v'shalom b'chinas cherpus u'shviras leiv, because the heart is the one that can swing either way. The heart can be shame and embarrassment, or it can be the opposite, purity, you know, leiv bosar, you know, pure heart, etc. So, and since bread is the thing that most directly affects the heart, therefore the bread requires special care. V'hatikun hu'al yidei shemeira hanekuda k'doisha sheshom shoyro av dekdush ganam. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moharan, how do we fix everything? Through that nekuda, that spark, that holy dot, which shines, in which is found this ahava dekdusha, this holy love. That's what eliminates the shame, the embarrassment, the negativity from the heart. As Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very clearly in that chapter on Likutei Moharan, Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moharan. And this is the challah that we separate from the dough. Ki challah hi reishis. Kodesh, because challah is called rachis in the Torah. That's this. The Tikkun Ezer refers to it as the Nekuda. Bereishis. Reishis is the Nekuda. V'yayidei shenizgala ha-Nekuda k'dosh ha-shiyesh b'toich ha-lechem, and by us revealing, by us designating the part of this dough that's challah, that's this Nekuda, that's this holy portion of the dough that has that ahava d'kedusha in it, through that we eliminate, we wipe out all the breakage and all the shame that's hovering over there. And that's how we fix. That's how we fix the bread. And it becomes ready for to be eaten by Jews. We've already taken it out of any wrong types of love, any bechinas cherpois u'shvira slav, the shame, the breakage, aydei shenizgala shom hanekuda k'dosha, by revealing that part of holiness, that spark of holiness, she bechinas chala sheshom etzel hanekuda shoyra ho'ava d'kedusha, that's where there is found this ahava d'kedusha, shaydei zen is batlan cherpois, which is what wipes out, eliminates these cherpois. Ukemavur b'maimranal ayin sham, as is discussed over there in that chapter in Likut Imran, look, study it again. V'alkein nois nachalo lakoyhein, this is also why we give the challah to the koyhein, shuhu bechinas ahava d'kedusha. Rabbi Nizal shows there in Likut Imran that kohen represents ahava. We know that in Judaism we have kohen, Levi, Yisrael. The kohen is chesed, which is synonymous with ahava. The Levi is Gevura, the Yisroel is Tiferes, the combination of the two. So we take this Chala, which is itself this Nekuda, which is this Bechina Sadik, which has Ahava Degdush in it, and we give it to the Kohen, who is solid Ahava Degdusha. Sheshoyre Eitzel HaBris Sholoim, the Kohen represents this Ahava D'kedusha that's found by the Bris, because we know the Kohanim are referred to as Bris. Bechinas Bris Kehunas Oilam. As Hashem told Pinchas, you Kohen, you and all your descendants are going to be Bris Kehunas Oilam. Ki Ikara HaKohuna Shebechinas Ahava D'kedusha Tluya B'Shmiras HaBris. Because the whole concept of priesthood, Kohuna, is dependent on Shmira Sabris, Tikkun HaBris. That's where they differ from regular Jews. What distinguishes them from ordinary Jews is the requirements that they have in the area of Tikkun HaBris that regular Jews don't. V'alkein ha-koyhen metzuva b'gdushi yaseira b'shmira sabris, and this is why the koyhen is commanded to have additional holiness in Shmira Sabris, more than other Jews. Umuzhar bekama isurei ishus yosem Yisrael, and he has many more requirements than ordinary Jews do regarding the relationship between men and women. Ve'ikar kedushas kohunosoi tluya bazeh, and the main holiness of his kohuna is dependent on this. Kama shekos b'parshas Emor, as it says over there, ve'kidashtoi, you will designate him as holy, belo yechal el zaroi, and he will not disgrace his children. As Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, ki ikar kedusha sakuna shebechinas ahava d'kedusha tluya b'shmiras habris, because the main holiness of the kohuna, which is this ahava d'kedusha, is dependent on shmiras habris, ki shom shoyre ha'ava d'kedusha etzel b'chinas habris sholoim sheshom b'chinas nekuda k'dosha. V'alkein nois na'chala l'koyin, this is why we give the chala to the koyin, ki achala yishi b'chinas nekuda, because the chala, which represents the nekuda, now we have to plug it into the total nekuda, like we spoke about over there in the Quran, plugging it into the tzaddik, who is the nekuda hakloli of all of Klal Yisrael. We're going to take our chala and give it to the kohen, who represents the tzaddik. He represents the nekuda hakloli. Ki ha-koyin hu b'chinas ha-tzadik v'horav shebedoyer shehu ha-nekuda ha-klolius k'mavur b'mai marnal. Because Kohen represents the tzadik of the generation. As the Pasuk says, ki sif sei koyin yishmeru das v'toyra, that from the lips of the Kohen you will receive das and Torah and everything. V'dor shabbos, the Gemara says, this pasuk is referring to a rabbi. Im harav doim lemalach Hashem tzvokos, then learn from him. Nimtza shehorav v'hakoyin hem b'chinas achas. So we see that in this context, the rabbi, the tzaddik, and the kohen, those terms are used interchangeably. Ki hem b'chinas nekuda haklol yishal Yisrael, shekol hanekuda yisrichin lekabel misham. They represent this total nekuda, from which all the nekudas of Klal Yisrael have to receive from them. V'al kein osna achala lakoyin, that's why we give the challah to the kohen. Ki achala shibichnas nekuda, nitenes lakoyin shu nekuda klol yesh, shemir b'chol nekudas, v'haydei shemeira hanekuda, b'chinas challah b'toy chalechem. And now when this nekuda, which is this challah, shines its light into the rest of the dough that we're making bread from, this wipes out, this eliminates all the negativity. Because by this nekuda is found this holy ava, b'chinas koyin, which is the aspect of koyin, which is what helps us repair everything.